And the Lord said, let there be crap.
What's with all the crap?
It's not crap.
It's crap-infest.
I can't believe it only comes 52 times a year.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Stop! It's hammer time!
Funk, rock, Peter Gabriel singing in German, soul, old school rap, Abba singing in Spanish, glam, hair metal, Milli Vanilli singing in English, and of course, disco.
Disco is the pop music of tomorrow.
It's all pop, and it's only on Crap from the Past.
Shake your booty.
Shake your groove thing.
Shake your rump to the funk.
There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one Crap from the Past.
It's craptacular.
Worldwide at crapfromthepast.com, and Friday nights at 10:30 on KFAI. Yes, indeed. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul, and most importantly, online at KFAI.org and CrapFromThePast.com. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Welcome to another thrilling installment of Crap from the Past. As you know, maybe you don't know, next week, right here at the KFAI studios in the parking lot, we're having the KFAI record and CD sale, which is great. We take your donations. We put them in alphabetical order, more or less. We put them on sale in the parking lot, and we raise some money for the station. It's really a terrific thing. And every time we do it, I spend an hour before my show, and I go through the huge pile of records and CDs and pull stuff. And that's what I'll be playing tonight. I didn't bring any new music. I didn't bring anything at all into the studio except me and this pile of music that I brought in from next door. We started with the Brothers Johnson from 1976. Get the Funk Out My Face. It's nice. It's a fine Quincy Jones production. Some really good bass playing on the Brothers Johnson stuff. And that's what we'll be doing tonight. 90 minutes of nothing but records and CDs that will be sold next week at the KFAI record sale. Something you'd like to hear tonight? Well, I guess you could send me emails to ron@crapfromthepast.com. That'd be just fine with me, but just have to realize that I have a fairly limited palette from which to paint. Now, from 1987... Former lead singer of the Jay Giles Band, Peter Wolf, had a couple of solo records. Lights Out was a so-so album. The album that came after it was really not so good, except for Song 1, which I'll play for you here. This actually, if you can believe it, this was a good-sized hit when it came out, largely forgotten today. From 87, this is Peter Wolf and Come As You Are on Crap From The Past.
Monster Gerber.
Broadway singer Ethel Merman's next album will be filled with disco remakes of her old standards like I Got Rhythm.
On Crap From The Past.
Take a lot of love. We won't.
Nicolette Larson from 1978 in a song you remember well. Yeah, if you were around, you remember it. It just has that sound of 78. And really, there are only a handful of songs that transport me back in time just because I'm subjected to all this music all the time. It doesn't really have a nostalgic value. That's one of the handful of songs that conjures up when I was 10 in 1978. Nicolette Larson, former backup singer for Neil Young, singing one of his songs right there. A lot of love on Crap from the Past. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Welcome to KFAI. Is there a problem with KFAI.org? Can you not hear me? If you can't hear me, send me emails to ron@crapfromthepast.com. I realize that's kind of a backwards way of doing it, but I got an email from Dave from Mexico who is having trouble with the KFAI internet stream there. Let me know, ron@crapfromthepast.com. There's nothing I can do about it, but I can tell somebody, and that's a useful thing. What we're doing here this week, all records and CDs that will be for sale next week at the KFAI record sale. Things go on sale 1 week from today right here at the KFAI parking lot at Cedar and Riverside and down, real close to downtown Minneapolis. We're on the West Bank right near the university and stuff. If you don't live in town, that won't make any sense to you, but everything I'm playing tonight from that big room full of music right next to me, and it will be for sale. David Lindley. When we talk about David Lindley, David Lindley. Man, can he play guitar. In fact, he can play most of the instruments. I think he was the guitarist for Jackson Browne for years. I'm drawing on some brain cells that haven't been used in a while. I'm a big fan of the, is it the El Rayo X album? The one with Mercury Blues, the one that came out in 1981. Good stuff. I just can't remember the name of the album here. I didn't find El Rayo X in there. Instead, I found the album that came out after that. It's called Win This Record, and the name, it's billed to David Lindley and El Rayo X, which is now his backing band, which isn't a nice thing. I don't have this record, so big novelty for me. I thought I'd pick a song at random, play it, and life would be good, right? I think so. So, chosen out random from the Win This Record album from 1982. This is David Lindley and El Rayo X and Spodey on Crap from the Past.
I can help you if you want me to. KFAI News Department presents Community Voices as part of KFAI's ongoing commitment to engage organizations, leaders, and proponents of issues that have a voice to share. We invite you to tell us about how you serve our community.
These 3 to 5 minute segments place a community voice to a community issue. We welcome your participation and suggestions of people, places, issues, and activism that inform and truly make a difference.
So tell us about your work. Spread awareness. Sound off. Be the voice of your community.
To learn more about how you can participate and produce a Community Voices segment, email kfaicommunityvoices@gmail.com.
Daryl Hall and John Oates from 1984. That there from the Big Bam Boom album, which I usually don't carry with me. I got to play Dance on Your Knees, which makes me very happy because right there on the album, Dance on Your Knees goes right into Out of Touch. Out of Touch was the big hit if you bought the 45, Out of Touch on one side, and a big, long, like a 3.5 minute version of Dance on Your Knees on the other, which is great, in my opinion. And actually, if you bought the 12-inch, there's like a 6 minute version of Dance on Your Knees. Sweet, wretched excess for 6 minutes. Life is good. I'm Ron Boogie Monster. Mr. Gerber, what's with the pop on the music there? That's pop music. That's what we do every week here on Crap from the Past. We beam out worldwide from KFAI. Let's see. Gotten a bunch of emails, and I can't really tell if our internet server is down. Keith from Albuquerque is listening. Anthony's listening. And David from Mexico is having trouble connecting. And I can't tell if it goes... Anyway, normally you can listen at KFAI.org. If something's all screwy, the KFAI archives should be working. At KFAI.org, you can hear the last 2 weeks. Now, in 128 kbps MP3 quality, the equalization curve is a little wonky, so we're working on it. It's an improvement, but it still needs a little work. And, oh, if you were curious about the results of last week's audio tests that I ran at the very end of the show, I posted a whole bunch of stuff at, go to crapfromthepast.com and look on last week's show. Just follow the links there. You'll see it just fine. I have equalization curves. I have sound snippets and samples so you can take your own measurements. I am such a geek. That's the way we like it here on Crap from the Past. Well, it's 4 minutes early, but I should tell you anyway, you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul. Online, most importantly, online at KFAI.org. Some folks say radio without boundaries. I prefer no slogan at all. That's what we like. And this week, I'm playing nothing but stuff that will be for sale next week at the KFAI record and CD sale, which is great. Everything you've heard thus far, all for sale. You can walk down to take a pogo stick. You can bounce your way down to Cedar and Riverside next week and buy all this great stuff. And there's a lot of great stuff left to play here. Now, thus far, I've pretty much rated the pop bins. We have things sorted by category there. I didn't know what to do with the classical bin. That didn't make any sense to me. Although I gave a quick look to see if there were any Long Jean Symphonette Society box sets, because like I've mentioned a couple times on Crap from the Past, my grandfather was the one who ran the records, the sort of the record club division from Long Jeans, from the Long Jean Symphonette Society. All those albums were his product, which I thought was really cool. So everywhere I go, I kind of look to see if they're there, cluttering up the thrift stores like they've been for the last 30 or 40 years. But anyway, so I looked in the, I don't remember if this was in the kids section or in the jazz section or in the instructional section, but it kind of sort of blends all of it all together, which is weird. Horace Silver. You may know Horace Silver, piano player, a jazzy piano player. A particular song of his, Song for My Father, the intro lick, I guess you could say, was thoroughly borrowed by Steely Dan. And Ricky, don't lose that number. You'll hear. So, rather than just play it by Horace Silver, I found an instructional album. It's called A Unique Way to Learn 8 Jazz Classics by Horace Silver. No, it's on the front here. It's volume 17 of A New Approach to Jazz Improvisation by Jamie Abersold. I don't know who that is. Play along, book and record set. I don't have the book. The book didn't show up there, but the record's okay. But it's volume 17, so there are at least 16 more of these things. And it says, for you to play, Horace Silver, 8 Jazz Classics. Okay, so it's basically expecting you to just play this and improvise over it, which is, there you go. I'm going to play you the first two songs on side one. It's Tuning Note, B-flat Concert. That's what it is. It's presumably one note. And then Song for My Father, which you're expected to improvise over. So while you're listening to this, walk around the house and do your best scat singing, improvising over Song for My Father. If you know Licky Don't Lose That Number, it should sound a little familiar. But this is Jamie Abersold and an improvise along record, which is there. Yay! On Crap from the Past.
One, 1, 2, 3, 4.
know that. If Steve Lillywhite produces it, it's going to have big drums. From 1983, that's from the first Big Country record. Yep, we're selling The Crossing at the KFAI record sale, and that's Fields of Fire from Big Country on Crap from the Past. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, playing a whole bunch of music that we're selling at the KFAI record sale 1 week. Well, it starts 1 week from tonight, right here in the parking lot at KFAI. We share a parking lot with Midwest Mountaineering, and there will be some other stuff in there from Midwest Mountaineering. So it's not just KFAI records and CDs. There's also stuff, and they bring in other vendors under a big tent so you don't freeze your butt off, because it is November in Minnesota. It's going to be a little chilly, and that's the way we like it. I've actually heard from a bunch of people tonight who've sent me emails to ron@crapfromthepast.com, which apparently our KFAI stream is in fact working. Actually, I've been wondering about this. Now, I know a lot of you listen. Well, those of you that listen, I'm curious as to how many people listen to me live on 90.3, listen to me live on 106.7, listen to me live at the streams at KFAI.org, specifically whether it's the real audio stream or the MP3 stream, whether you listen to the archives at crapfromthepast.com or you listen to the archives at KFAI.org, whether it's our new MP3 stream or archive stream or our real audio stream. Or if you listen on top of all that, if you listen live to Crap from the Past on one of the KFAI affiliates all around the world, there are many ways for you to listen. And I'm curious as to how all of you listen. I don't have any good data on this. And I'm actually trying to round up some numbers for the KFAI website here as to whether more people listen on the real audio stream or more people would rather listen on the MP3 stream. So lots of questions. So why don't you round up as many details as you can and drop me an email. Just a couple sentences as to what you listen, when you listen, even that's helpful if you waste your company's valuable bandwidth on Monday morning or what have you. ron@crapfromthepast.com. Just drop me a note. I'm curious. And there you go. So, what have I queued up here? Oh my God! In 1987, the California Raisins appeared. I think this was a TV special. I don't know why this even exists at all, but there was a TV special and they released an album of songs as done by the California Raisins, including I Heard It Through the Grapevine, which was the quote, big hit single, unquote. And I put those air quotes there myself. It actually did hit the pop charts, the lower rungs of the pop charts. And it's not a great song, but there it is. Well, we're selling the whole album here for you. It's on Priority Records. Priority Records? I'm going to have to think about this one some more. Priority is, they put out some really cheesy compilations in the late 80s, early 90s. Some good compilations and some bad ones, including the Rap Masters series, the Mega Hits Dance Classic series, Rock of the 80s, which came out in the early 90s for them. But in 87, I hadn't heard of them. I didn't know what Priority was up to. So this might have been the breakthrough hit for Priority Records, for all I know. I Heard It Through the Grapevine by the California Raisins. You know, I'd just completely write off the whole project, except it's produced by Ross Vanelli. That's Gino Vanelli's brother, and he's the one who, I think, did all the keyboard arrangements on the Gino Vanelli hits. And they got Buddy Miles to sing lead on all the songs. He's a pretty well-known singer guy. So there's a little bit of talent on this horrendous project, and I could read off the track listings to you. I Heard It Through the Grapevine, Lean On Me, Stand By Me, You Can't Hurry Love, Heartbreak Hotel. Then you have to turn the record over, so that's a good time to go get a sandwich. La Bamba, Respect, When a Man Loves a Woman. The last song on there is Money Money, but there's one original song on there, and it's written by Ross Vanelli, the guy who produced it, and Ed Grenga. I don't know who that is, but he co-arranged it with Ross Vanelli. They wrote it, they produced it, and they had Buddy Miles sing it as the California Raisins. This is Sweet, Delicious, and Marvelous. On Crap from the Past.
Turn my head.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
The new soft sound of the 70s was upon us.
On Crap from the Past.
Good record. Overplayed? No, not anymore, I don't think. Oops, and I gotta fade that out. That there from an album from Clunk, from the Souvenirs album from 1974, Dan Fogelberg. A great record called Part of the Plan. Really, that first, the Souvenirs album, a tremendous amount of talent on it, including Joe Walsh, the guy, he produced it. Graham Nash, Don Henley, Randy Meisner, and Glenn Frey, three of the Eagles. Jerry Beckley from America. Oh, who else is on this? Did I say Graham Nash? Yeah, it's just if you're going to round up the people you want from the mid-70s, this is pretty much it. So no surprise that Part of the Plan was a hit, put together really well. And Dan Fogelberg would mellow out quite a bit more after he parted ways with the Joe Walsh crew. Nothing wrong with that. Love the Fogelberg here on Crap from the Past. I have to thank a couple of people who've emailed me thus far. Anna, Matt, Nat, Jay. Hi, Jay. And Michael from New Jersey, as well as Anthony and Bob and Anthony, a different Anthony. No, same Anthony. So many people. I mentioned a couple minutes ago, I'm just curious where and how you listen to Crap from the Past or to KFAI in general. Just drop me a line, ron@crapfromthepast.com. We're upgrading the KFAI website. We're making some tweaks to our MP3 archive thingy. It's a work in progress, and I'm just curious. Does anybody still listen to real audio? That's sort of the big question I'm wondering about. Because do we really need our old real audio server at this point? Let me know, ron@crapfromthepast.com. If you listen in on 90.3 or 106.7, or if you listen to the archives on Monday morning, just how, when, and even why you listen to KFAI. Thank you, ron@crapfromthepast.com. What I'm doing this week, I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past on KFAI. Normally, we just play a whole lot of pop music, and that's kind of what I'm doing this week. Except this week, I'm playing nothing but records and CDs that will be for sale at next week's KFAI record and CD sale. Thus far, it's only been records. Maybe I'll listen to, maybe we'll play a CD later on. Probably not, though. I'm enjoying playing records. I usually don't schlep the records down. So that's what I got here. I'm just looking at the back of this album here. This too had a whole lot of talent behind it, but it really didn't get off the ground. Moon Martin. We'll just lay it out there. The album Mystery Ticket. Who's Moon Martin? You know him best for Bad Case of Lovin' You, a song he wrote for Robert Palmer. Robert Palmer had the big hit with it and returned the favor by producing this entire album. For Moon Martin, the Mystery Ticket album that came out in 1981. At the time, Robert Palmer was listening to a lot of new wavy stuff, which is probably a good thing for this particular album, although it didn't help sell at all, really. Interesting, there's a song co-written by Jude Cole as far back as 1982. Crazy. So this album, album came out in 82. New Wave was about to take off. Groups were about to break big in the U.S., Duran Duran, for example, had already cracked over in England and was waiting till Hungry Like the Wolf, basically, to get off the ground here. Spandau Ballet was big over in England, and you had sort of the new wavy groups like Depeche Mode was getting started over there. Yaz was big. Things like that. So it was a good time and a good time to have a nice experimental sound. Unfortunately, this sold nothing. I've never actually heard of this album, and I have some Moon Martin stuff at home. I'm not going to play Bad Case 11 You. Instead, I'm going to play track one off this Mystery Ticket album that nobody owns from 82. 82. Moon Martin and X-Ray Vision on Crap from the Past. We'll be right back.
stand by for a very important message.
KFAI is now accepting donations for our fall CD and record sale. Bring in your unwanted CDs and LPs and help support your community radio station. Donations are tax deductible and will be accepted Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Last day for donations is Thursday, November 20th. Please be sure that items are in good condition. Also, you can visit the record sale at the Midwest Mountaineering Outdoor Adventure Expo, November 21st through the 23rd. For more information, go to kfai.org.
That's all, folks.
Hear those keyboards in the background? That's New Wave About to Happen. That's the Glass Houses album, the same album that had It's Still Rock and Roll to Me, which was as close to New Wave as Billy Joel got. Billy Joel albums divided up into two categories. There's side A, where all the good songs are, and there's side B, and nobody ever listens to the B-sides of the Billy Joel records because they ain't so good, except for The Stranger. Nothing wrong with that. And the greatest hits albums. But that there, All for Lena, the last track on side one of the Glass Houses album, Billy Joel from 1980. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past beaming out worldwide from KFAI, and this week, well, I guess I should tell you, you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul, and most importantly, online at KFAI.org. Thanks to Ben, thanks to Todd, who emailed me in the last couple minutes. If you're listening, I'm curious to know how you're listening tonight, whether you're listening in on any of the live streams, the archived streams, and you don't have to be, as long as I get the emails between now and next week's show, nothing wrong with that. So I'm sitting here on a Friday night. If you're listening in later, feel free to email me, ron@crapfromthepast.com, because I'm curious. And this week, all records that will be sold at the KFAI record sale next week, which is pretty cool. And I had a special joy of queuing up this next record, because on the left turntable, I have the Billy Joel album that you just heard on Columbia Records with the big red label. This album on the right, also on Columbia Records with the big red label, which makes me very happy. I don't know why it makes me so happy. It just does. This is a promotional thing that came out. Was this a promo-only record? No, it looks like this was commercially available, which is interesting. It still has the plastic on it, and it's slit on the right side, so the plastic is still on. It's got a big sticker on the front that says Top 40 Hits of Today. The album is called Breakout, and it came out in 1973. I don't know how common or uncommon it is, but all the songs on it are pretty common. For example, All the Young Dudes by Mott the Hoople, I'd Love to Change the World by 10 Years After, Brandy by The Looking Glass, Frankenstein from the Edgar Winter Group, Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress by The Hollies, Hold Your Head Up by Argent, the cover of Rolling Stone by Dr. Hook, Thunder and Lightning by Chai Coltrane, Your Mama Don't Dance by Loggins and Messina, and Dead Stunk by Skunk by Loudon Wainwright III. And there's one more song on it. You know all those. Those have been beaten to death by classic rock and oldies radio. They're, okay, classics. That's fine from 25 years ago. Oop, coming up on 26. But there's one song on here that, 30? 36. That's right, I can do math. There's one song on here I'd never heard. So I asked Ron and Gene, and they'd never heard of it. I don't think it was a hit. I don't know this song at all. So I queued it up. That's what I'm going to play. From 1973, Andy Pratt. I have no idea who that is, and a song called Avenging Annie on Crap from the Past.
Spell. He was a city boy, Florida. live out on the mountaintop, and I'm almost 35. And I found my peace, and I found my release, and I'm happy just to be alive. And I might go back to my Floyd if I think it's a thing to do. He gave up murder and theft right after I left, and you know I still love him too. Just like your woman loves you, 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 just like your woman loves you.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
Man, I feel like a woman.
On Crap from the Past.
Song's fading. Gotta put on my headphones there. There we go. The Equals. Who are the Equals? British group, if I'm not mistaken. Baby Come Back was the big hit in 1968. Really big British hit. Small hit here in the U.S. And lead singer, charismatic guy named Eddie Grant. The very same Eddie Grant who would have a hit 14 years later with Electric Avenue in 1982. Baby Come Back was the big hit. I played a song called Soul Groovin' off side two of the Baby Come Back album. Just one of the many things, many, many things that will be for sale at the KFAI record sale, and CDs, of course, next week, 1 week from today at the KFAI parking lot. So Top Cat's listening. Hi, Top Cat. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber playing nothing but stuff that will be for sale. So if you like what you're hearing tonight, come on down to the KFAI record sale next week and purchase exactly what I played. And now, oh, Randy Meisner, former Eagle, and one of the first Eagles to actually go solo, if I'm not mistaken. This first album, the One More Song album, not bad. I'm going to play a great song from it, though. I just love this song, and I don't actually have this song on a CD anywhere. I have, I have 45 at home. That's as close as I can get. But I have the whole album here. You can buy the whole album at the KFAI record sale. This is Deep Inside My Heart from Randy Meisner with Kim Carnes singing in the background on Crap from the Past.
In your eyes. Now that you've gone, I can't go on without you.
just keeps going for a rather long time there. Sun City, Artists United Against Apartheid, nothing wrong with that. Boy, is that expensive if you try and find it nowadays on CD. Close to impossible to find, along with the We Are the World album. Also very, very expensive to try and hunt down on CD, which is silly because it's We Are the World, for God's sakes. I must make this go away now. Sun City, just one of the many, many albums we're selling at the KFAI record sale. I decided to play a CD. I kind of had to grab at this one because I had to. Remember the Flamin' O's? If you lived here in town, they were originally called Flamingo, and somebody made them change their name, so they became the Flamin' O's. We have a live CD from the Flamin' O's recorded back in 1983, which is pretty terrific. It's live at Moby Dick's 1983. These are the Flamin' O's' I Remember Romance on Crap from the Past. Whoops, that's how it ends. Live at Moby Dick's 1983, that's the local group, Minneapolis group, the Flamin' O's, who haven't been around for some time. Two CDs worth. It's 38 songs on these CDs here. It's clearly labeled as the Flamin' O's Live at Moby Dick's 1983. Where is Moby Dick's? When did they... there is no more. No.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nick Novak is here. She's on in about 7 minutes with This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. I have one last song, but first, I'll tell you, if you're still listening at all, you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis. What? 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at KFAI.org, and importantly, grabfromthepast.com. One song left, and it's a beaut, and it has the notoriety of being impossible to find on CD, to the best of my knowledge. It's amazing that the Jerry Rafferty catalog has been butchered on CD as it has. All the stuff is insanely hard to find. There was a DCC release of City to City, which is terrific, but that goes for around like $160 nowadays. I have one, but I certainly didn't pay that, and I'm not parting with it. But the rest of the Jerry Rafferty catalog really underrepresented on CD, and I'm not sure if the album The Night Owl ever got a proper release. It's the one that came out after City to City. They were on he was on United Artists Records, and that was the end of United Artists Records shortly after that, so it's not really clear where the masters ended up. I don't know. So I'm going to play you track one of the... Can I have the album cover, Mick? Just the whole thingy there. I may as well get the details right. From the album The Night Owl, 1979, like I thought. The full name of the song is Days Gone Down, Still Got the Light in Your Eyes. Very difficult to find nowadays unless you have this particular record that's on sale at the KFAI record sale next week. So I'm going to play it. Mick Novak's in next. I'll see you next week. Bye.